from Electra by Sophocles. They took their stand where the appointed judges had cast their lots and ranged the rival cars. Rang out the brazen trump. Away they bound, cheer the hot steeds and shake the slackened reins, as with a body the large space is filled with a huge clangor of the rattling cars. High whirl aloft the dust clouds, blent together each presses each, and the lash rings, and loud snort the wild steeds, and from their fiery breath, along their manes and down the circling wheels scatter the flaking foam. Orestes still, eyes as he swept around the perilous pillar, last in the course, wheeled in the rushing axle, then, left rein curbed, that on the dexter hand flung loose. So on erect the chariots rolled. Sudden the Aeneans face headlong steeds broke from the bit. And as the seventh time now the course was circled, on the Libyan car dashed their wild fronts. Then order changed to ruin. Car crashed on car. The wide Crisian plain was sea-like, strewed with wrecks. The Athenian saw, slackened his speed, and wheeling round the merge, unscathed and skillful, in the midmost space, left the wild tumult of that tossing storm. Behind, Orestes, hitherto the last, had yet kept back his coursers from the close. Now one sole rival left, on he flew, and the sharp sound of the impelling scourge rang in the keen ears of the flying steeds. He nears, he reaches. They are side by side. Now one, the other. By a length the victor. The courses are all past, the wheels erect, all safe. When as the hurrying coursers round the fatal pillar dashed, the wretched boys slackened the left rein. On the column's edge crashed the frail axle. Headlong from the car, caught and all meshed within the reins, he fell. And masterless, the mad steeds raged along. Loud from that mighty multitude arose a shriek, a shout. But yesterday such deeds, today such doom. Now whirled upon the earth, now his limbs dashed aloft, they dragged him, those wild horses, and no man, not his nearest friends, could in that mangled corpse have traced Orestes. They laid the body on the funeral pyre, and while we speak, the Phocian strangers bear in a small, brazen, melancholy urn that handful of cold ashes to which all the grandeur of the beautiful hath shrunk.